Case number 12812, Francis and Jimenez LLC seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Bell Road within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 34965 Bell Road in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 58. The applicant is seeking a 9.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch and second floor deck. We have four letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You may come forward and be sworn in. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address to the record?
Celezia Francis, 34965 Bell Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
Okay. So the front entrance is very, so we want to, we're remodeling the whole house, and the front entrance is very small and difficult to navigate efficiently when bringing in groceries and other items. It's totally exposed to all the weather elements. We have young children in our family, and a covered porch will greatly protect those entering as well as improve the entrance and flow and the look of the home in general. Cannot otherwise be developed. Currently, the zoning ordinance has a 30-foot setback. In order to improve our property, we're asking for a 10-foot variance for a front porch and a 10-foot variance for the second floor deck above the porch. We did not build this home. We purchased it as is in 2014, as we own the property across the street, and with our growing family, we thought it'd be a great addition to our family and our beach time together. We're trying to make it safer for the children and elders by being able to better protect our family from all the weather elements. Like, the sun just really beats down on the front of that house, and it would just be an improvement. We are currently improving all parts of the exterior of the home and believe these variance requests would only add to the functionality and aesthetics, not only to our home, but to the community. We will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I provided a before and after picture that I believe you guys have. There's a lot of new builds and improved property photos. As you can see from the new builds and improved property photos attached, this improvement to our home will add value to both our home and the community. We have spoken to some of our neighbors, especially all the immediate neighbors that are right next to us, in front of us. And from the letters you can see, they also believe these changes will add value to the house and the neighborhood. The minimum variance, as you can see from the photos as well and the plans and the survey, the actual stoop comes out about 7 feet, 5.4 inches. The actual stoop comes out about 7 feet or so. And there's an additional 7 feet, 5.4 inches of yard space before the road, before the actual paved road. So actually, we would still have 27 feet, 5.4 inches of front yard before the paved road. So I believe that visually this will blend with the neighborhood in the house and not be excessive, but only add to the aesthetics. Anyone? Questions?
Questions?
The 10-foot, that's just the platform, not including the steps or the steps?
Yeah, we actually recessed the steps into it.
Oh, okay.
So the current steps actually come out 7 feet something. So we're really asking for about 3 feet. And in addition to where the plot line ends at 30 feet, I don't know if you have this particular photo handy with an aerial view that shows kind of where our property line ends on the 30 feet and where the yard space to the property line. Do you have those on there?
I think
I'm pretty sure we do.
I kind of drew the red line kind of where, see where the tape measure kind of ends, like mid-driveway? That's where 30 feet is from the house, which there's an additional five feet to the actual paved road there. So it's not, if you drive around the neighborhood, there's plenty of houses that are 6 feet from the paved road or 5 feet. So these are houses that were maybe built a long time ago or whatever. So I don't feel like what we're doing is anything excessive to what's in the neighborhood. I mean, the old house is pretty much a big box. It's kind of not very pretty to look at. And since we've had it for about almost 10 years now, we finally have decided to put a lot of money into it to obviously renovate it. And if we're going to do it, now's the time to put any kind of porch or anything on it. And recently, I believe Sussex County also switched the setbacks on the sides from five. They were 10 feet to 5 feet. So I think if anything, that's a little bit encroaching what's happening in that neighborhood where people are building these huge mansions. We're just trying to fix what we got to make it fit in the neighborhood, truly.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes, I've talked to both neighbors to the left and right. We own the property right across the street as well. And to the left and right of both of those houses, like all six houses, everyone is in agreeance and think it's a great idea. If anything, we're always trying to improve the houses. We bought the other house and we renovated the whole exterior. It was on a gravel lot 15 years ago. So we're just, I don't know, I don't feel like what we're doing is anything but to make it a little bit nicer, honestly.
Is there a homeowners association?
There is.
Have you got their approval yet?
So I kind of got mixed feedback from them. They pretty much said that if it's approved by the county, then it'll be approved. But I was also told that they may try and oppose it. So I'm hoping the majority, I think there was one opposition that came in versus I could probably get 10 to 15 more people to approve it. But I just can only spend so much time on this.
I understand.
Do you have any other covered porches or decks on this house?
There in the back, we have probably a 6x6 where the spiral staircase comes up, but that's it. There's no other covered porches actually on this property.
But that is that spot
no,
used
it's,
up by this?
No,
it's not really
no.
a porch.
No, it's not used as a porch at all.
Okay. There's
no covered porch, actually. I would say that doesn't even consider because it's not waterproofed or anything there either.
That's just an area away for the stair?
Exactly, where the staircase goes up.
So this will be your only porch?
Yes.
What was the purpose of setting the steps, recessing the steps into the porch?
We wanted to take, once I realized there is a setback to take into consideration, you don't want to go further into the setback.
So you're trying to reduce the amount of variance you need?
Yeah.
Okay, good. 10-foot deep, is that the minimum you need to meet your needs?
I mean, I think that's, yes, for the functionality of what we would like to do, yes, and be able to have a couple people to be in a covered space on the front porch, yes, I believe. Yes, that's what I would like.
Okay. I think that's all I have.
Mr. Sharp?
You'd mentioned there's no other covered porches. What are the other accesses to the house? Is this a primary one?
So this is the primary access. I believe when the property was built, they built off the back. There's two side entrances from bedrooms, so they're not primary. One has a little area where the spiral staircase goes up, and that's where we store some beach stuff, but there's two side doors, that's it. And then there's glass sliding doors off the deck.
You don't typically go in through the garage?
Yeah, most of our guests do not go through the, we do not have people go through the garage, no.
Do you have, you'd mentioned that there's other family members. I think you said there's children and then there's some.
Yeah, there's 12 grandchildren.
And are there some elderly?
Yes.
Folks who have trouble coming in the access as it is now?
Yes, I think it's just, they have trouble just because it's easier to park and not go through the garage. The garage gets cluttered with a bunch of stuff, so for them to have an easier walk and have a covered space to bring stuff in and their stuff when they come to visit, my parents, grandparents.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
I believe so. Thank you.
You can have a seat. We'll call you back up if you have any more questions. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
In favor.
Can you be related to?
Sure. If you would like.
So we're just asking, you can just raise your hand if you're in support.
Yes.
And if you wish to testify, you can also have the right to testify. We're asking for folks who are in support. And this goes for this application and the others. When we ask for that, you can just say, I'm in support of it. But if you want to testify, you're welcome to do that too.
I'm in support of it.
Okay. So I see there's two hands going up.
Yeah.
And do either of you wish to testify?
I think she pretty much covered it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward and be sworn in if you would like to speak. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record.
John Hendrickson, 35026 Andrews Street, Bayview Park.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And you said Bayview Park. Where are you in relation to this property?
Half a street away.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just give some context.
Yeah. Bayview Park was originally platted in 1956, followed by two additions in 1958 and 1960 to make the community that exists today. The original documents had no yard restrictions, and in those years there was no planning and zoning ordinance in Sussex County. In 1979, the widow of the developer could no longer keep up with the road maintenance, and the community association was formed. As Sussex County had previously adopted a planning and zoning ordinance, no additional yard restrictions were added to the covenants, as the county had already addressed yard restrictions. As such, we in Bayview Park have always relied on the county for zoning and yard restrictions. I've resided in Bayview Park full-time since 1987 and have seen lots of changes in those 36 years. The criteria for a variance lists five criteria that must be met. All five must be met, not a majority. The applicant has addressed each of those criteria, and I don't think they have met all five. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. There is nothing unique about this property with respect to Bayview Park. It has a size of 5,517 square feet, which is about the norm for a single-family lot in the community. Neither the depth, width, or shape is unique. It has four sides, most properties do. The applicant states that the front entrance is small and not easy to navigate. The front entrance, the landing, measures 5 feet wide by 4 foot deep, and then there are stairs that come off of that. It is bigger than the International Residential Code minimum of a 3 foot by 3 foot, and therefore is not unique or a hardship. It's bigger than what the code says is the minimum. The code minimum is based upon basic life safety features. It's larger than some other entrance landings in the community. The applicant also refers to the lack of weather protection at the entrance. The entrance landing could be covered by a wall-mounted roof that could extend into the front yard by 2 feet as per Sussex County zoning code. Item number two, it cannot otherwise be developed. This house was constructed sometime in the 1980s and has been used and occupied since then. Therefore, the variance is not needed in order to enable the reasonable use of the property. Number three, not created by the applicant. I agree, it wasn't created by the applicant. Number four, it will not alter the essential character of the community. The essential character of Bell Road is that the vast majority of the houses conform to the 30-foot front yard setback. The last two exhibits in the application show the aerial view, and you can see that the majority of the houses line up with the 30 feet. Therefore, granting this variance will alter the character of the neighborhood. There are some properties in the original Bayview Park subdivision that do not have a 30-foot setback. So I'll agree with that. But it's mainly in the very first, the original. Since the zoning ordinance was adopted, everybody meets the 30-foot setback. And number five, minimum variance. My response is that the applicant claims that there's a 7.5-foot distance from the road to the front property line and wants to use this distance to support there will be ample space in the front yard. The zoning code uses the distance from the property line and not the street paving as the measurement of the front yard, so this argument is really a moot point. As the front landing is already larger than the code minimum and the applicant wants weather protection, then the minimum variance request should be to cover the existing landing. If that's what it was, I wouldn't be here tonight. If weather protection is desired, why are we looking at a 19-foot, 4-inch wide by 10-foot deep deck with a rooftop deck on top of it? Why not just a roof? It seems to me that the 10-foot distance is way more than what is usable. In conclusion, I think the applicant has expressed the desire to improve the appearance of the house with this variance. This request is not the only means of achieving an improved front elevation. There are other design tools available. I do not agree that all the five criteria have been met. It's not a safety hazard. The property can and has been developed and occupied, and there's no exceptional practical difficulty. Reducing the front yard by 10 feet will alter the character of the community, and the requested variance is not the minimum that could be asked for. Bayview Park is currently filling up with new four-story houses that have taken advantage of the reduction in the side and rear yards. This trend looks to continue and will reduce light, air, and space. I only ask the board to respect the 30-foot front yard. That's it.
Question? I have a few questions.
Okay.
On Bell Road, mm-hmm. What percentage or roughly how many houses have front porches?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah, just guess.
I think very few have front porches.
Okay.
Sorry,
I had another question. Now my mind's blanking out. That's okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
There has been some mention of, this is not the first time something here has come up, there's been some mention of parking and staying off the road because the road is very narrow there
mm-hmm.
for emergency vehicles.
Right.
Do you feel like this front porch, does that take off? I was trying to decipher whether that would take off part of the concrete driveway. It doesn't look
it,
like
it.
Has that ever been an issue, the parking with these?
No.
With this home?
No.
Okay.
We've got it in other places.
Understood. I know that's been a gripe before.
One other question I do have.
Okay.
You mentioned the 5-foot setbacks because currently we have a small lot ordinance. I'm assuming that applies here. But this house appears to have been built before that. And they're built with 10-foot to comply with 10-foot setbacks. Mm-hmm. Should we give any relief to the applicant due to the fact that this house was built without that relief?
No. At the reduction from 10-foot to 5-foot creates life safety issues because you can't get an emergency vehicle in between if it's 10 feet. So, no.
Are you a member of the board?
Yes.
How is the board favored towards this project? I know there was some reference to it, but...
Typically, the board would prefer to defer to planning and zoning, since we don't have anything in our documents addressing bulk, height, any of that stuff. And on the other hand, the applicant is a member of the community association, so it doesn't seem fair for the board to act as a heavy hand. We're trying to be as fair as we can, and I'm speaking up as a resident.
Okay. Hearing that, the question was, how does the board feel about this?
The majority of the board, when we discussed, were opposed.
Any other questions?
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned that the board, does the HOA have a process by which these folks have to come through for either architectural review or any
no.
type of approval?
No. Our documents were written strictly to take care of the common areas, which are basically the streets. There was no language in there about an architectural review. I doubt very seriously if we could pass an amendment to get that. That's why we rely on planning and zoning. I mean, we're part of the county. We're not incorporated. We're not part of South Bethany. We're not, we're the county. And we rely on the county to uphold the setbacks.
Is there a concern that if this were approved, it might encourage others in the neighborhood to seek similar relief?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there other homes that are similarly situated to this one, which wouldn't have a, I think you mentioned there's not a lot of front porches.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
So are there other homes that are similarly situated?
Bayview Park is a real mixed bag of stuff. There are the newer homes, a lot of them have, a lot of those have front porches. There's plenty of houses that don't have any. Most of the original houses were just little three-bedroom beach cottages.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Norwood, can we see how many other variances are in that? Thank you, sir.
Okay.
If that
all right.
Concludes
previously, your question. When I would come here, I would always reference the fact that we're afraid of establishing a pattern of variances being granted. And I know that the board's not supposed to consider that, but we're always concerned that, well, Bayview Park has had a lot of variances. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Most of those streets, I was just looking at that view there, most of them go to a dead end or a cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Or
they all dead end.
They all dead end?
Yep, right into the water.
I'm not familiar with the area. And they don't look like really wide streets, so emergency vehicles, trash trucks, everything else have a hard time getting turned around, or
no, the biggest problem are the big lumber deliveries. They have trouble getting around some of the curves. The majority of the streets are 20 feet wide, which is the minimum by the fire marshal for a primary fire lane.
Sir, you've been before this board before expressing concerns about questions like this?
Yes.
And yet the board has taken no action to incorporate within your covenants a process.
We would never be able to get that approved. Okay.
But your expectation is for this board?
Yes. Our HOA was only formed to take care of the roads and the common areas. We came along, most new developments, there's a process that's set up whereby when a certain percentage of the homes are conveyed, then the HOA is formed and all the documents are already written. Like, and most of the communities in North Bethany, they have their own restrictions and they have, our founders just didn't do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Am I done?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Good evening, sir.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
State your name and address for the record, please.
It is Bayard Almond, 34952 Bell Road, Bethany Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And Approximately how far away are you from the property?
4 or 5 houses.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I have owned in Bayview since 1991, and I have lived there as my primary residence since I retired just a few years ago. I wholeheartedly endorse what Mr. Hendrickson has just been through. I'm not going to rehash it. I will point out a couple other things that bother me about the petition. I oppose those requested variances that they're going to decrease the applicant's front yard to 20 feet. I concur in every respect with Mr. Hendrickson, and I'll add these comments. The applicant complains about a small front entrance for inclement weather. The pictures provided of the house shows a large attached garage, entry by a garage door about 18 feet wide, 7 feet tall. Why isn't that sufficient for inclement weather? Contrary to the applicant's assertion, the proposed construction into the front yard will alter the essential character of Bayview Park. While there are a few houses within Bayview Park with front porches, and very few with front elevated decks, those decks are accessible only by the second floor, all appear to be within the building envelope specified by the county. The proposed structures will encroach in the front yard by a third of its total width. That's not in character with our community. I think if you take a tour through Bayview Park, you will find that except for the old houses, and there are a few left, so I'd say there's probably 80 to 90% new houses or reconstructed houses, they're all within the building envelope, all comply to the setback. If you look at the aerials, it's pretty obvious that the pictures of the houses shown in the aerials are all set back pretty significantly from the street. The applicant claims that the proposed additions are minimal. To the contrary, a portico or an awning, it would serve as a weather shield and be a minimal intrusion into the front yard. The proposed additions are just much larger than needed. I have a portico on the front of my house. It serves that purpose ideally. It doesn't stick very far into the front yard. It covers the steps. It's an easy way in and out of the house, and it's not obtrusive. I don't have an elevated second floor deck in the front of the house. The applicant makes quite a fuss about the extra 7.5 feet in a front yard, which she apparently claims should be considered relative to the impact of her proposed structures. Applicant ignores the fact that the 7.5 feet is within the 30-foot street bed of Bell Road. The fact that Bell Road is not paved to its fullest extent is of no merit. The width and location of the pavement within the street right-of-way is always subject to change. That's up to the association where the bed of the street actually is going to lie. And it's not unusual to expect that in the future that might become further paved or paved with a sidewalk. And again, contrary to the applicant's assertion, homes in Bayview Park are not 5 to 6 feet from the street. I'm not aware of any home in Bayview Park that is that close to the street. It just doesn't exist. The other basis for the applicant for the grant of variance are enhanced value, enhanced curb appeal, value added to the house, value added to the community. These are speculative at best. And following the legal requirements of the statute, are completely irrelevant. The last page of the applicant's submission is an aerial photograph that shows a few things. It shows that houses are set back uniformly. It shows that Bell Road's paving is quite narrow. What it doesn't show, interestingly, is a property that's a little bit to the south, one property off the grid that's shown. 34958 Bell Road. Their request for a front yard variance of 5 feet was denied by this board for the very reasons that we're asking the board to deny the application now. That applicant simply did not meet the requirements of the statute, nor does this application. There is no reason for this board to proceed any differently than it did with 34958 Bell Road. Part of the charm of Bayview Park is small streets, large front yards,
You have the appearance when you drive through the development of fairly large, expansive houses, very roomy to drive down the street. It just has that appearance. Not at all like South Bethany. South Bethany has much narrower front yards. The properties seem more closed in. There is a distinction with Bayview. And I think that charm in Bayview is going to be disrupted by the addition of a front porch and a deck that impacts the setback by 10 feet. I will mention that I, as well, am a member of the board. I was contacted about this application. And the question I received was, does the board have any criteria about building on the property? And my response was, no, but you must comply with the county requirements. They have not complied with the county requirements, and I ask the variance be denied.
Questions?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
This is more of a point. To your point of saying that the roads could be widened, Asawoman, isn't that being widened where Hassel meets Asawoman? I'm familiar with the area.
Yes.
Where Hassel, isn't that being widened as we speak? Is there's curbing on the sides?
There's curbing. I don't believe it was actually widened. The road was elevated for flooding.
Gotcha.
And in the near future, we have a plan of repaving all the streets within a development. We're not sure exactly where the paving's going to end up, presumably on top of the paving that's already there. But the point is, there's an envelope that we can work with.
Speaking to you, speaking of the, at some point you could widen them and take your
absolutely
property,
I mean,
back.
It's always been the community property. It's never been the owner's property. While the owners treat that piece of property that's not paved as their own, it's not. It's community property. And everybody in the community has the right to use that property.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12812 for Francis and Jimenez LLC? Sorry.
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. Would the applicant like to come forward to any additional testimony or answer any other questions? I believe just you.
I guess I just wanted to say, in general, the world is changing. We've bought these properties. We come to the beach with our family. We invest a lot of money here, and you want to be outside. That's why we have these pubs. So, just because people don't have porches doesn't mean we can't have a porch. We enjoy being outside when we're here. I think it's also important that the way the neighborhood is changing in general, these people have been members, you know, for a long time. And I think that if you look down the street, there's huge, and people are creating these boxes just to fit in the box with zero, I mean, some of it is not aesthetically pleasing. So you have these original houses that are cute and quaint or whatever, but people are also buying into this neighborhood because they want the bay and they want what they see there. And so I think at some point they either need to change their law, their, or build a review, an architect review board that sets stipulations, because people are building all sorts of different houses. You have the cute, quaint ones, and then you have these huge mansions, truly, that are maximizing length and width. And I do not feel like that's what we're trying to do here. And just because we have a garage, I'll tell you the reason we bought this house is because we do have a huge family, and we bought the house for the garage, and it did sit vacant for 10 years, and it was an eyesore for 10 years because no one lived in it. And then we bought it, and we've done everything we can to improve it, and we bought it for the garage because we have our bikes in there and all of our outdoor sports, and our other house doesn't have a garage. We do have small porches in the other house. They're probably a 6x6. But just because they don't have a porch, when we have a porch, we have a family and we sit outside. It's not one person sitting on a porch. We're not retired here. We come with our family and lots of kids. And that's kind of all I'm going to say. And times are changing. I don't know. People have to accept change, and I don't think what we're doing is... And as far as the roads, they've been working on the roads since I bought over 10 years ago, and the improvements are minimal. So I think if they raise the dues and they be a little more aggressive with the homeowners, people will put the money in, and they'll make stuff happen. But
thank you.
I respect what they do, and maybe I need to run to be on the board to make some of these changes. But
well, ma'am, this board doesn't have oversight over the individual property owners association, so that's not something that we have control over, nor do we have control over their architectural standards.
Right. There are no architectural standards.
And that doesn't surprise me. It's a community that sounds like it predates many years ago, and that's not
right.
Uncommon.
And things are changing all over. Things.
The.
It's not the way they imagined it 20 years ago, or however long people have lived there. People, young buyers are coming in, and.
I understand.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I have two questions for you.
Yes.
The first one deals with, you had mentioned that these other homes are getting built up, and they're maximizing the building envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I heard from the gentleman on the opposition, he had indicated he had a concern that if this was approved, it would encourage others to do the same thing. Do you believe that to be true?
I would say if people want a front porch, I'm fine with that. You've bought a house at the beach to be outside. There's nothing wrong with having a porch.
So
I wouldn't oppose that. I think if it's aesthetically pleasing to the house, and I would say push it to an architectural.
One of the standards that you have to meet, not they have to meet,
yeah.
That you have to meet, is that this is not, that you can't use this property otherwise without a variance, and that it will not also be a derogation of the Sussex County Zoning Code as far as setbacks. So that's a different argument than what you've just articulated here. The other question that I have for you is, you had indicated that previously your testimony was that this, the purpose of this was to provide cover.
Yes.
But now I'm hearing that it's to provide outdoor recreational space.
Cover is the primary for elderly people, truly, to sit on the front porch when the grandkids are in the yard.
All right, now the opposition has indicated that there is an alternative to that with the awning. Is that something you ever explored or looked at, as far as would that be something that would...
A 2-foot awning would cover someone walking in the door by themselves. That's not going to cover protection as far as, like, if you're sitting outside or if you're, like, bringing a bunch of stuff in the house. It's not coverage, in my opinion.
I'm not for...
Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12812 for Francis
and Jimenez.
And Jimenez LLC. Still didn't get it right. And entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12812 for Francis and Jimenez LLC. The property does not have unique physical conditions, and the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
I'm going to vote aye, but I do want to make the comment that I understand the need for a very small front porch, but I don't think that that's what this application is for, and so I'm going to vote aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is denied. Next case.
Case number